Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everyone. This is Bonnie. I am so excited to be on this show tonight. It is going to be me and Patty and our other hostess I'm waiting for. So I'm going to start the show. Anyway, if everybody knows who I am the relationship, love, romance, and sexual issues medium, psychic, intuitive, empath. I love love. I love answering any questions about love. And I am all about any type of love, any type of relationship, any type of sexual issue that you have, I can help you. And tonight, the one big, absolute, wonderful subject that I am going to talk about is past lives. I love past lives because that's we all interact in certain ways here, and we meet people. We feel deja vu. We think we know people, and it's all because of lives that we have had before. So I am going to start with the first caller, and I'm hoping it's about love, romance, relationship, or past lives. Any questions is on the table. So hi, 1404, how are you? 1404? Okay. I'm going to go to the next number. Why is this not okay? I'm so sorry. We're having technical difficulties. Let me see. If anyone can hear me, Amy, can you hear me? Okay, well, I'm going to start talking. I am hoping everyone can hear me this evening, but we are having a little technical difficulties, so I'm going to try again. And it seems like we're not getting through. Okay. I'm going to talk about past lives until we get this technical problem done. First, I would like to talk about past lives and soulmates. Everybody looks for their soulmate, and that's one thing we hit a certain age, and we want to find that perfect someone that can be with us through the rest of our lives to make us feel wonderful, happy, butterflies in our stomach. We want to rush home, our cheeks turn red, and all we want to do is be happy and hold each other in a long embrace and kiss. And usually we look for these probably in our late teens, early 20s, and sometimes we don't find them until our 60s. We hope we do. So I am going to tell you a bit about finding your soulmate. First, I am going to have to try. I'm trying to... Anyway, so finding our soulmate isn't easy. We all put out interesting pieces of ourselves to find pieces of other people. So for me, I always wanted to find somebody that was in my profession who absolutely had the same love, relationship, and issues that I wanted. I was very into being very amorous. I love very much love. I love romance. I like petals, I like candles, I like beautiful kisses and warm embraces. And I think a lot of people like to find that. And that's what I looked for in my soulmate. I was lucky because I found him early in my life. I think I was in my early 20s, and we are still together today. So I've got some absolute great tips for people to keep their romance alive. And one of them would be that we all go through certain ages, and we all feel when we're married for a long time that things start to look a little stale. It's kind of stagnant. And that's about at the 7, 14, 21, about 21 years, maybe in the 30th year. And that is because different soul windows for us open up. And I always tell people, be careful what you wish for, because the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So make sure that when you do have a relationship and you hit those years where it's really not easy and it's tough, that you try working through them with your mate versus, you know, ending a relationship because you find that maybe 7, 14, 16 years that you're bored, you're looking for something else. And that's a great time to look and rekindle a lot of the things that you had looked for in the relationship to begin with. I love love, so I always suggest switch it up a little. At 7, 14 years, start changing what you do. Start changing the colors of your bed sheets. Start changing some of the positions you might use. Start changing the restaurants you go to. Maybe switch out what you are wearing a little and your partner's wearing a little. And sometimes that just brings that spark right back into the relationship. I always feel that trying is the best way to rekindle a relationship. Now, it's interesting because if you meet your soulmate and you feel you've been with them in past lives, I'm going to tell you that sometimes it is the most intense love that you could ever have. It's so intense that you feel like you're on fire and you don't understand why, but you know that you really are attracted to this person. And I always say that when that happens, there is something in a past life that has brought you together. I will tell you that it works out, but sometimes it doesn't. And it's interesting because the pull is so great with a past life that you almost, it's so intense. The love is so intense sexually, emotionally, and physically that you are almost taken out of your body. You just want to be with that person. And sometimes the other person feels it, and sometimes they don't, because some of us are more involved with past lives than others. And I have seen where it has been so intense that the couple actually, they work together, they work through all their issues, because even though they're soulmates and even though they have been together in many past lives, it's not always easy. It's not a free ride. We're here to learn lessons together. And then sometimes, and I've seen this also happen, where it doesn't work out, where soulmates have come together in this lifetime, they've been together in many lifetimes, and it just didn't gel this time. And that's when it's heartbreaking for one of them, because they know that they've been with that partner, they know they should be with that partner, but for some reason the other partner doesn't feel the same. And I've run into that with several clients, and it's not always easy because you want to be with that person. I am going to see if we can take some callers again. Let me see. I'd like Amy. I know Amy's in our chat, and I would really love to see if Amy hears me. Amy, can you hear me? Because we're having trouble with technical issues here. Okay, I'm going to try to reboot them. You'll have to excuse me. We are still working. Okay. We're looking at the technical difficulties being trying to be repaired. So again, briefly, if you just give me a few minutes. Anyway, if you have any questions, I'm trying to take callers on the board, and I am not able to. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to keep talking. So in the case of soulmates, it sometimes works, and it sometimes doesn't. So I am going to put the show on hold until I can figure out the technical difficulties, and I should just be there for about 5 minutes, and if you could all wait, hopefully Patty and I will be back.
Hello?
Patty?
Yes.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi, Amy. Good God. I found Bonnie's phone number. I got a hold of her by phone, but I don't know what's...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So everyone's listening. It's a live show. So
is everybody on? Can they hear me?
I'm going to go. I can hear you. Everyone can hear you. So
okay.
I'm going to go try to find Bonnie. So just start talking.
Okay. And if there a 615-823-0073 calls in, that's my guest. 615-823-0073.
Okay. I'll find it.
Okay,
I'm also going to extend the show because there's only a little bit of time left.
I really
go
can't
up and extend
seven.
The show, and then give me that. I'm really bad with numbers. What number am I looking for?
615-823-615.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all I needed was the 615 part. Okay.
615.
All right, now let me
find
615 and let's find Bonnie. But start chatting.
Okay. Thank you so much, Amy. Hi, everybody. This is Patty. Welcome to Crazy October. Now I have been found. I've been sitting on hold for a half an hour, but we've lost Bonnie. So everybody hold your breath. Turn around 3 times, hop on your left foot, and say, I believe we can find Miss Bonnie. Anyway, I have a guest who is calling in. I know she was talking about past lives. We could talk about all sorts of things. I don't have the wherewithal to take calls right now. I need Amy's help with that or Bonnie's help with that. But if somebody has a question in the chat room, they can just throw in a question in the chat room and I'll just start yapping. And hopefully Amy will be back soon and hopefully Bonnie will be with her and we could start the show for real. But I will just talk until we have something. Oh, wait. G. Kath has a romance question. Please ask me a romance question. This is my favorite.
Hold
time
on,
of year
all I'm
long.
Doing, I'm just extending the show, and then I will open up a line as I continue to. Hold on 1 second. Too much to do.
Did we find Bonnie?
No, I haven't found Bonnie. I can only do, and I also have a migraine, so I can only do one thing at a time. But
okay.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be, it is going to be fine. The show is extended. I'm going back to, going back to the show.
We're on air right now, right?
Open the line for somebody, and then I'm going to put out an APB for, I've got to turn this off because it's in my.
This is all on air right now, right?
Yep, we are all on. Yay! We are all on air. It's like the old-fashioned TV. And now I just have to get back to
the studio. Somebody has a romance question that I can answer if they type it out. Six cast, so please.
Okay, here we go. I'm back in the studio, and I am opening up 411.
Oh, yeah, the 615, my 615 guest is here. She said she's online.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Bonnie?
No, this is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
Kathy with a romance question.
No romance.
Oh.
How about past lives?
Okay, we can talk past lives. Bonnie was talking past lives, but we can't find Bonnie. But
Bonnie was saying past lives.
Bonnie was saying past lives.
I found
lives,
Bonnie.
I
found Bonnie.
You found Bonnie,
hi.
I think.
Hold
this
on.
Is a free-for-all show. This happens in October,
Bonnie,
you guys.
Hi.
The veil
I'm
gets...
here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay, hold
I'm
on.
So
I'm
excited.
Really good. Like I told you before the show, I have a horrible... It was not... the right day you're on. Patty's on. There's a caller on, and we're looking for Pat, and we are looking for Patty.
615, my guest. 615.
Yes,
Deborah Bishop.
615. So you guys talk. I'm putting myself
okay, but why don't
you.
We start with the caller that we have. So hi, Kath, you're there, right?
Yes.
Hi, what is your question?
Hi,
and
Kathy.
Thank you for your patience.
Hi. What am I asking about?
I don't know. We're psychic, but we're not that good. No.
Patty?
Yeah.
Am I speaking?
Found 615. So, Patty, your guest is entered. Just to add more
chaos to the chaos?
More chaos to the chaos. We found the guest. We found Bonnie. We have a caller, and we have Patty. So all is well.
Okay,
all
so
is
now
well.
Let's go back to talking.
Carry on. I'm self-muting.
Thank you. Okay, well, that was fun. So Kath is still here with a question, right?
Yes.
Okay, Deborah Bishop, are you here online as well?
Oh, you know I am.
I know you are. Bonnie, you're here, right?
I'm here, Patty.
How are you?
Okay,
let's get this baby started. I am good. all right, Deborah, if you could hang on a second, because we have Kath on the line. Kath, do you have a question for either Bonnie or myself, or we could tag team it?
Okay, can I ask about my nephew who's sick?
Sure.
All right, he's been in the hospital for a month, and they're doing all this testing, and they can't find out what's wrong with him.
Okay, what's his first name, if you don't mind?
His name is Austin.
Austin.
Are you picking up anything, Patty? I'm picking up something, but I'm not sure. I'm getting
that they're going to get it. I'm getting that they're just kind of not looking in the right place, and I get a woman's going to help doing it. I see that it's coming pretty fast. What are you getting?
Well, I'm a nurse, and so maybe I'm getting medical stuff before that I'm getting in somebody who's going to pick it up. But I believe I'm sure they're drawing a lot of blood tests. And I feel like they're going to find it in his blood. Yes. And I do believe they're going to pick it up. They're going to keep drawing tests and tests. And I think once a certain test is drawn, they're going to find it in his blood test, and they will let you know what it is. So I do believe that it's in his blood, that whatever is going on, it has to do with his blood, and that they will be finding what it is, and they will tell you. So you are going to have a diagnosis, that it's going to take them weeding out, you know, what it is. And I feel like...
They said he's got lupus. They said his liver, I guess his liver's failing. They gave him something like ridiculous, like 80 days to live.
Wow. You know, hello?
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 You're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll tell you that what I'm getting, and I'm not, I'm all about positive energy.
Me too.
I can tell you that that they do know what it is. They are going to give you a diagnosis, and they have already. And lupus is a blood, you know, it is blood and collagen. And I do believe that you will hear some news. And I'm going to tell you that, like I said, I only deal in positive energy, and I only am going to give positive thoughts and positive wishes towards him, okay?
Yeah, because I sent him Reiki healing. You know, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, and, you know, I do believe, you know, I'm such a good believer in miracles, and so when a miracle happens, we just need to run with it. Not everything is a diagnosis. Not everything can be explained. But I again believe that you just keep believing till you can't anymore. And that's what that's how I resonate on this earth. So I always give the positive, positive, positive. I will send him energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, sometimes when you do that, you're actually giving them what they want. Sometimes they're called home. Sometimes they're not. But I'm going to tell you, just keep giving him great energy until you can't anymore. But I do know you're going to come up with, they're going to find out other things, and it's going to be coming out. And you just hold on to your hat, because like I said, I always believe in miracles.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading Dr. Darren Weissman's book, and his is Infinite Love and Gratitude.
Yeah, and you know, I believe that we don't just come here with no plan. So I do, you know, I do think that there are reasons we come and reasons we go.
True.
And I think that people don't always understand that the ones that go, and I'm not saying he's going to, don't get me wrong, but I'm just, the ones that go are actually going home, and they're actually better. And when
right.
you want them to get better, sometimes that's the only way they can. So
right,
me,
exactly.
It,
yeah, I know that. I know that because I'm a light worker.
I'm getting that he's getting some lessons out of this. He really, aren't you seeing some shifts in him, some changes in him, some like light bulbs turning on, some wisdom?
Well, I don't know because I'm not there with, he's in Kansas, so his mother's there with him.
Okay. I'm getting that this is a little bit karmic and that there's a little bit of actually good work and growth going on. Why it had to be like this, you know, hard lesson like this, but I get that. He is getting really good inner things out of this.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
For his growth and his learning.
I hope we've helped you. And, you know, if we can ever do anything, you know, always call the line and we're always open chat. And, you know, our blessings, our prayers, and all of our energy healing is going to go to him. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck to him.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Rules of improv, one at a time. Can we bring on my beautiful friend Deborah in Nashville? Because I told her to call in like, you know, 3 days ago, and I want because I like to bring special guests onto my show, beautiful light workers and their own. Deborah Bishop is this beautiful singer, songwriter, speaker. She's my old business partner. She's my dear friend. And Deborah, introduce yourself to everybody.
First, I have to say I am your really young old business partner.
Yeah, she's my really young old business partner.
Hey, my friend. Excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I am actually an inner image expert. Because you will never outperform your own self-image, and I am an intuitive. And I'm also a keynote performer. So I do speaking, and I use my music when I speak, positive, inspirational music. I have one-on-one programs that I facilitate with entrepreneurs and visionaries and individuals who are leading life paths such as yourself and people calling in and some of the others I've been hearing speaking, light workers and so forth. And my company is called Whole Wealth Global. And what I really help people do is to become emotionally whole so they can actually have abundance and financial health in their life, which is what I call whole wealth.
Deborah just came to, you know, we just did with Jethro, the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, our first big conference in Los Angeles almost 2 weeks ago. And Deborah came in from Nashville and was one of our exhibitors and attended. And, I mean, just her energy is just so beautiful. So, everybody, how can people get a hold of you, Miss Deborah?
Well, I'm easy to reach, actually, because I always encourage people to do it directly. And I'm going to give you my cell phone or what I call my mobile office number. And it's 615-823-0073. That's 615-823-0073. Or they can get in touch with me at www.breakthrough@gmail.com. Of course, my website's going through many transformations, but you can find me at deborahbishop.com, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, bishop.com. And those are the several ways that people can find me, or they can just put it out into the ethers, and I can respond there, too.
That works. It works.
Absolutely.
I know. We've been communicating for years now. Also, you're working a lot with Conscious Nashville, correct?
Yes, I am.
And what's that?
Conscious Nashville just recently proposed and took the community in a slightly different direction, and we became a global hub for positive media, which is awesome. It's been wonderful. We have several people locally who are writing, submitting articles. I have an astrologist that's doing our monthly horoscopes. I've got another gentleman who's doing his journal of ascension. And there's several different, there's the Life Weaver that does some things. There's another article that's written by How to Live a Magical Life. And there's just a bunch of different things there. Plus, there's positive media from all over the world, like an inspiring story recently where the shipping industry actually decided to slow down so as not to disturb the whales in the ocean that were kind of in the line of their passage. I think those things are really encouraging. So that's one of the things that we are. The other is we launched a business directory that has something called the Conscious Pages. And the Conscious Pages is actually, you know, we got to just sort of feel like Angie's List for conscious business. So the idea is that any individual business, practitioner, you name it, if you're in an industry, it could be a roofing company, who knows, but if you're a roofing company that recycles, then you would go into the Conscious Pages. So that's a little bit. I executive direct, and actually I guess now I'm the editor for the online hub. So life is full, and I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you so very, very much.
Absolutely. I'd love to answer questions if there's any out there.
We can all answer questions. If anybody has a question for Deborah, call on in. You're okay with this, right, Bonnie?
Oh, yes, honey. I'm going to give you your next caller, though, because I think I'm working the board. So if I'm working the board, then I can bring you the caller. So let me just see if I can get the next caller.
They could have a question for you. They could have a question for me. They could have a question for Deborah.
Yes, but we probably all, probably the two of you should talk because, you know, unless they have a question for me, I'm going to mute myself, only because it gets confusing, I think, for the callers also as to who they're talking to. So I'm going to, let me see if I can get the next caller.
Okay.
This is the problem I've been having, so hopefully. Hello?
Okay, everybody hop on one foot, spin around.
Hi.
Yeah, I believe. Hello. Hi, caller.
Hi, I'm asking for 4053. Is 4053 there? I'm not able to get any of the callers, it looks like. Amy?
Amy.
I don't know what's going on here because
Amy,
you need me to get the callers?
Yeah, just press the callers on because it's not coming in through me. So. I don't know why.
It's October. The veil
perfect.
Is
perfect. We have some people have been holding
It's maybe the energy.
Here we go. Wait a minute.
Hi.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
Just press the caller.
We've got 978.
Right here.
Hi, 978. Are you here?
Yes, I am. My
Hi.
Name is Kathleen. I have a romance question.
Okay.
I have a question. I never met a gentleman that I'm in questioning about, and we lost connection. We gained connection again this evening. I want to know if you see anything becoming of this. And when you mentioned about past lives, I
yeah.
really believe I knew him. And in some ways, we're both spiritual in the same way. So I wanted to know if you could tell me anything about this man and if you see us connecting.
Could I get his first name?
Hello?
Did we get his first name?
Joe.
Joe.
Joseph.
Joe and Kathy Joseph. Well, I'm certainly seeing a connection there from both sides, a mutual connection from both sides.
And we haven't met yet.
Wow, that's good. But you're definitely, you feel the connection. It probably, I'm getting that it probably is past life or something, that's why you
yeah.
feel the connection.
Yeah. Well, do you see us meeting, or do you see a relationship becoming of this?
I do see you meeting. I do see you meeting. I think, is there some financial concerns maybe on his part? Are you guys far apart from each other or something?
Yeah, we don't. We live in the same state, but we don't live
anywhere near. I see, geographically undesirable thing that just might flash through his head. But I think that there's actually enough of a pool that you guys can, again, get. I would go slow. Spirit's telling me to go a little bit slow and have fun with it and don't push, because you could kind of scare him away because this is new for him. But I'm getting that, yeah, there's complete intrigue on both sides.
Okay. What can you tell me about him? There's something so specific. I didn't know if you could pick up on it, and then I'd know for sure.
He's very creative. I'm getting this very creative, but he's had a little bit of a creative struggle going on in his life with something. Maybe that's why you're even good with it. Is he recently out of a relationship?
I don't think he's out.
Very recently.
Yeah.
His wife just passed in September.
Yeah. So that's probably where, I mean, maybe she was a help on his creativity thing. So that's feeling a little off-center to him. That it does not be creative. It's his spiritual side, his creative side, his artistic side. That's feeling a little off balance. So that's why he, again, might, this pool with you might be really nice there.
Okay, we had talked about meeting tomorrow. We never met. Do you think that's going to happen?
Wait.
Because he's very busy. He's starting a new job.
Okay. Can they meet tomorrow? Yes, I see a little bit more. I see a little bit more enthusiasm on you, or not enthusiasm, but being able to on him. But I see that he can make it happen if he wants to. He really can. Will he meet tomorrow? Yeah. You can make it happen. He can make it happen. Again, but there's a little bit, maybe that what I was seeing, the financial block is, you know, the new job. I have the new job. I have to focus here.
Right. But do you see a relationship coming out between us, like one-on-one? Or no?
Okay. One-on-one, real romance relationship. I'm using my rods right now. I like tools. I actually do. I see... Again, what I'm getting from Spirit is that you have to go a little bit slower than you want to go. Because you went right over to him. He went slower over to you. So if you don't kind of scare him off energetically, you have a really strong energy about you. You have a strong aura about you. You kind of know what you want, know what you like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is a great thing. But again, he's coming, he's in a little bit of an unbalanced state on that right brain or spiritual side of himself. And like you said, he's recently widowed. So I would just, you know, tread delicately, and it can really happen. I see that it can really happen.
Okay.
And Bonnie, feel free to jump in. Deb, feel free to jump in.
Hi. I love the romance questions because, you know, I'm the romance.
This is Bonnie,
right? I love it. Yes, I'm Bonnie.
Okay. When you said that, I knew right away. You love the romance. I just want to know, is it, you know, should I even meet this person? Am I going to get my heart broken? Or could something really become of this? Because we had talked when he was married, and we never met.
You know what? This is how I feel. And I, like, again, I always deal in positive energy. I believe that the best romances, and I don't, I'm going to say over 20, because I know we're over 20, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I always get in trouble when I say age, so I'm just going to say over 20.
I'm 56, he's 49.
Yeah, I knew how old you were, but I don't like to mention on air, but over 20, let's do over 20. Why I say that is because the relationships that last the longest are the best and most soulful relationships, always start with talking and friendship. And I feel like there is a connection, but I believe that you need to, and when I'm sure Patty meant, you know, go slow, but it could happen. I would love to see you really take hold as friends first. That's what he really wants. He needs somebody to get him over what has been going on. I don't know that he had the best marriage, but I know that he's been affected by the
everything
the
but the bedroom.
Of his wife. Yeah. So, well, I knew that, but what I'm feeling and what I want to tell you, because I don't want you to take this wrong and say, oh, she's only saying we're going to be friends. But what I am feeling with him is the best way to his heart is going to be friendship. And start off slow, start off really listening to him, start off because I can see he's attracted to you. So what I'm going to tell you is you don't want to be the rebound. You won't want to be the one right after. But what you want to be is the one alongside. So what I would suggest, and this is just me, I would make sure that we start as friends first, coffee, dinner, movie, but really don't push any of the other parts. He might, and when he does, then you'll know that that romantic part will start. But please be his friend first. And, you know, I always said the best way to a man's heart is through, you know, other things, friendship before, because then they really want the other part, and they're really anxious to get the other part. So what, and I don't know if you know what that means, allure him with something else, because he is going to want your friendship. And I would love you to start off as friends. I think you are going to have a great time. I think you're going to really make a soulful connection there. But, again, I would start as friends. So,
do you think he'd be attracted to me and vice versa? Because we haven't met.
Oh, I do. I think there is an attraction there already. But I think we've got to start out as friends. And I think you need to build it towards the attraction. Because I do believe he needs something. He was lacking something in his marriage. He was lacking something in his life. And he felt he might have fulfilled that part in you, even though you haven't, you know, seen each other. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, if you start off on a solid basis of friends, I think that time will tell what this relationship will be. So, and that's with any relationship, because when you say I don't want him to break my heart, that could happen even if you met somebody at work or at a bank or at the gas station or online. So give it a chance, but really start slow as friends, and that's what I'm suggesting you do. And I know that you're going to meet. I know that it will be an interesting time for you. But I think, like Patty said, the slower the better for him. And just allure him in, but with friendship.
You don't see me moving in the next year or two, do you?
No.
And the reason why I say that is because this person lives at a distance. And he brought that up tonight.
I have to go with what my guides say, and my guides are telling me no. And I think it's because of maybe not a stable work environment, maybe for him. Or you? I'm not quite sure.
I'm not working.
No. Well, they're saying no. You won't be. You will not be moving. You know, they're saying no. So I don't know what no means, but to me it means that you're not going to be moving. But he might. You never know.
Mm.
Right. I got money issues too. So whether that's yours or from him, that makes sense.
Yeah. But, you know, I love, again, I love love and romance. I think everything should start off at this stage as slow. But I think
I just wish I knew.
Oh, I know. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could tell you. And I all I hear is start slow, friend first. And if you don't want to be, if you don't want to be that next one right after. You know,
I understand.
They always, yeah, and if you are, then there's statistics, because I'm a life coach in love and romance, and I did counseling, and I'm also an expert on sexual issues. And
well, how
what
long
I'm going
do
to
I wait for that? You say lure him in as a friend,
yes.
But what if it goes further? How long do I wait after his wife passed?
If he starts with a romantic relationship, then it's going to go full bloom if you want that. But what I'm saying is, if he doesn't, and this is what I'm hearing, he's got to go slower. You'll know when the right time is, because he's going to make the news, not you.
Okay.
So do you see what I'm? It could be a week, it could be a month, it could be a year, it could be a day. But he's
okay.
going to make that move. Wait for him to make that move as far as the sexual part or the romantic part. You can be romantic and be friends, but let him take it to the next level, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And that's always nice.
And then if he takes it to the next level, I know it could go somewhere.
Yeah, well, then you're gonna take it to that next level, and you're going to hope it goes somewhere, because relationships, the longer they go and you hope that they last, the longer you get to know each other. So that's why I'm
hoping. Well, I've been with a guy for 15 years, and we've never been married, so we broke it off a few months ago. So,
oh, I wouldn't go that long. I understand. You don't want to do that.
That's why I said I'm done.
Yeah. You know what, I always put, and I did this with myself, so I'm going to give you some good advice here. I always said that if I start a relationship and I don't know where it's going, I'll give it, and I really like that person, I know he really likes me, within the year, I want some type of commitment. Now, whether it's marriage or moving in together, I think a year gives you enough time at our stage of the game, because, you know, not when you're 19 or 18,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you're looking, you can do 5 years. But with, you know, you want to make sure that this relationship is where you want to take it. And I think a year is a good number to say,
okay.
Let's call it quits.
Okay.
So I hope that gives you some, I hope that gives you some, at least, you know, basics that you can use and you can think about. But you've got the year, you've got to hold on until he makes the first move. And you also have that, you know, you don't want to be that interim between. You want to make sure your heart doesn't get hurt. So
I don't want someone else to come and capture him either.
You know, I'll tell you what, I don't believe in that. I believe if somebody's meant for you, they're meant for you. And in my practice, and I do have a private practice, I always, when clients come to me about relationships, this is what I say. Why would you want somebody that doesn't love you back as much? So
mm-hmm.
I don't believe if somebody can steal you, if somebody can steal that person wasn't meant for you. You were meant for a much better, much brighter, much sweeter, much loving partner. So don't ever think that. Nobody can steal anybody away from the person they're supposed to be with.
Right. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate everything.
Oh,
good
you're
luck.
Welcome. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
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 All right, hold on. I'm doing the best.
You know what, Amy? I think...
Okay, Patty asked me to unmute 661.
Yeah. Feather, are you there?
I am. Hi, Patty.
How are you, beautiful?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there, honey.
Well, good.
I'm working at it. I just thought I'd call and say hello to you because you make me smile.
Oh, thank you so much. And you make me smile too. Thank you for calling. Well, while you're here, don't you have a nice fun question for me or for Bonnie or for Deborah on whole wealth and all sorts of fun things like that?
oh, darn them. With just losing Dad, I don't know where my mind is so scattered.
Okay.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So
I'm terribly sorry. My heart goes out to you and losing a loved one. If that's what I'm hearing, because I can hardly hear you. But if you've lost a loved one, the only thing I can say is you know that they're home, and it's us who really suffers. It's us who suffers on Earth. So I always, you know, another thing, and I have a big mouth, and I know I talk a lot, but here we go. I always love the way the Irish do, and I'm not Irish, so I'm not prejudiced or not prejudiced, but they always, when they send their loved ones off, they send them off in a party, they drink, they eat, and they are merry. And you know what? I love that. It doesn't, because you know what? That's the way it should be, because it's their birthday. They're going home. So again,
they do the same thing in Hawaii. They absolutely have a luau for the passing of a loved one. They put up cards, they decorate their rooms. It's all happiness.
I love that.
Celebration of life.
Celebration of life, you bet. Absolutely. So I will ask you a simple question. Tell me that Bella's going to make a pet therapy dog, that she's going to pass her classes.
She is. I know she is. Are you having little doubts because of some funny little... Oh, my Dora had to bark on that one.
No, what it was, honey, is Dad died the day that Bella was to graduate her class. And I couldn't take her. And I called the obedience trainer and I told her what happened. She said, oh, no, animals pick up on emotions. And I said, I know that. And I said, she knows that right now. She knows something's wrong. And so I have to take her back in. She's going to go through another obedience. Then she has to go through a high obedience, which is very rigorous obedience training. And then she has to start her pet therapy training. Now, you have to understand, this is the St. Bernard that I rescued.
I know. Yeah.
And she was beaten down to no spirit left of the dog.
Can I say something? I've got something coming through. Is this the dog you were training that you're supposed to get? Because I keep hearing it's your dog. It's your dog.
Yeah, she is my dog, yes. I rescued her off the street. It took me 3 weeks. To rescue her, yes.
And she's so much of your future, Barbara. She is so much of your future. You know that. She's changing your life path in many ways.
Oh, yeah. We just started walking this journey, and it's like, oh, Bell, you know. But she's so afraid. And anytime a man comes around, she cowers. And it's like, it's okay, baby, it's okay. You just have to stop her in her tracks and reaffirm that it's okay.
She's here for you, honey. She's here for you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. So it's a great blessing. It's something you should never, you know, one thing about dogs, pets, I mean, whatever you like. I love deer, but you can't keep them, I don't think. I just try to. So I would like to pet them, but they don't let me. But pets, you know, they're here with unconditional love. And so many people abuse them. And that saves her. She will save you. And that's what I'm hearing. So nurture that relationship, and you will have her, and she will help you through your journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. I so want her to go in. And my dream for her is for her to go in and help seniors and to help cancer children, children with cancer. I want her to lay there and let the kids roll on her and play with her and her to be happy.
Because
she's never had that happiness in her life.
You know what I'm hearing? I mean, you know, I want to tell you this. I'm hearing she is happy with you. So I think she will absolutely make them happy, but her happiness is going to come through you. So she doesn't need those people to make her happy. Those people need her to make them happy. But what I'm hearing is that dog, it you have made happy. It's you who resonates with that dog.
Yeah.
So I would just, you know, don't feel sorry for your dog. She has love she wants.
She has got a, she's got a heart of gold.
Yeah,
she really does. She is absolutely just, you watch the aura around this dog, and she's absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah. I am so happy. I'm so happy.
And like I said, I'm really seeing her be a part of many shifts in focus for you and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh,
with her alongside of you, whatever that means to that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well,
thank you
so much.
Have
and
a wonderful evening.
Give you big hugs. Big hugs to all of you.
Big hugs, my friend.
To you. Yeah.
Okay, you darling. Too. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye, darling.
Okay, hang on. We're going to our next.
What was...
Amy, you know what I realized? Because I can't run the board because I'm not logged in as a host. So that's why you have to run the board. And I'm sorry because for some reason it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It logged
me.
So.
I know
you extended the show because of our kind of crazy and late start, but I actually can't extend. I have an appointment, another event that I'm actually leaving for. Bonnie, we have to try this again because because this was a little wiggy.
Yeah. You know what, Loopy? You know what I say, Patty? Loopy is good because sane is not normal for me. So
I know, me neither. Sane is not in my thing. And Deborah, are you still there? Deborah Bishop?
Of course I'm still here, my friend.
Thank you so much. Again, sorry this wasn't what we had planned, what we were going to go from the beginning. Everything got great. Originally this was Robert's and my show. Then Robert's gone for a little while, and it was going to be Jethro and I. And then I found out Bonnie's coming in today. I was like, yay, Bonnie. But it's happy chaos.
You know
so
what? Again,
I'm going to turn this over to, so thank you again, Deborah, for coming on. We'll have you on again, too, so we could really talk like we were going to. And I want to thank Amy for finding me when I was lost and finding Bonnie when she was lost and finding Deborah when she was lost. And I am going to say goodnight. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging in there with Dead Air. I hate Dead Air. I so dislike Dead Air. But you guys, people still hung in and stayed, so thank you very much. And I'm turning this over in good hands to the beautiful Amy and the beautiful Bonnie. Bye, you guys.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. I think, Amy, do you want to take more callers? Or do you want to? It's up to you.
If we take a few more callers, because there's been some people who have patiently waited. I am not going to be able to give any readings tonight.
That's okay.
If you've got it in you to do a couple, I think it would mean the world to some of the people who have patiently waited. So we're going to our next caller, which is 210.
Hi, 210.
Hi.
We're not quite
Hi,
here
can you
yet.
Hear me?
Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am so happy to have you on the show this evening. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. I'm calling because I wanted to see what you're getting in regards to me graduating this semester.
Has it taken you, can I ask a question? Are you talking about college?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. I'm hearing that it's been difficult for you to make, and what I don't, do you, you know, are you on some type of a time frame? Because what I'm getting is don't be surprised if you have to push it out one more semester. And the reason is not because so much of, did you change majors, or are you changing what you're thinking of doing?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you thinking about changing something? Because I'm seeing that, I'm hearing that it might take you one more semester.
Okay. No, there's a class that I'm currently kind of up in the air with, if you will.
Uh-huh. And
it's,
you know what I'm hearing? You know, it's better, and this is just an advice, you know, from from I'm hearing from Spirit is don't rush, don't rush. The one thing I know that you're, you know, everybody wants to get out. Nobody wants to spend the money. It's, you know, they want to get on with their lives. But what I'm hearing is that sometimes you need that next semester to really mature and to really get into a class that you might not have been able to before. So what I'm going to tell you is I hear no, that you're going to do one more semester. And if I were you, I'd embrace that because you're young. Or, you know, you're younger than me, so I
well, I guess.
So, go ahead.
I guess my next question would be, what are you getting in regards to a job opportunity that I have lined up?
What I'm hearing is, yes, take it, but can't interfere with school. So what are you, what can I ask a question? Is that where the dilemma is?
Yeah, the dilemma is, and I'm going to meet with the, it's just one course, so I'm going to meet with the chair of the department because it's not really required for my degree, if you will.
I'm hearing, can you take it online?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to see what I can do in regards to that is see about doing it as an independent study with another professor.
I'm hearing online. Is there any way that course, maybe what you're going to go in is tell them that you have to go work, that you've been offered a job opportunity, and that you don't want to turn it down. And I have a feeling that something is going to come up online so that you will be able to, again, I don't think you're going to graduate, but you'll graduate when the online course. I hear that there's going to be something offered to you that might either be at night where you can take this job or online. So I'm hearing, yes, yes, take the job, but that you can't rush it, and not in lieu of the education. You still have to take that course. So you have to make it work.
Okay, so you don't see the substitution form that I'm trying to get done go through then?
Is the class that you're are you substituting another class? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
I don't think, no. I think you're going to have to take the course that has been required. It's not a requirement, but that you have to take. Well, I don't know why it's not required, then you have to take it. But is it a course that you've taken already, possibly, or that you were supposed to take?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I am hearing that you're going to have whatever course, they're not going to let you substitute, but they're going to let you change it to either online or at night. So it's going to be the same course.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hang tight here, and we will get to our next caller.
Oh, Amy, thank you so much.
224.
Hello.
Hi, 224.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you, sweetheart? How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. You guys are off to a rough start, but your momentum picked up really nicely. I'm glad I hung in there.
We're glad, too, because you know, the computer glitches with energy. It's unbelievable. And then, you know, when you look at a screen and you're trying so hard to get everybody in and it crashes, it's a tough sell. But thank goodness Amy was there and she was in chat and she was able to save us for the evening. And I know she has a terrible migraine. And so I am going to say, Amy, you are a doll. You're a princess and we love you. And Rosemary, it's me, baby. Go ahead and ask me a question.
Well, actually, it was for Patty, but I think she had to go, right?
Yeah. So if you have anything for me, if not, I'll take the next caller, but I'd love to answer anything. We haven't talked for a while. Like, so you can ask me anything you want.
No, I don't have a question at this time, you know. I will have to say that whatever Bonnie and I have discussed previously She's very accurate and right on. I really appreciate her advice because it's with compassion and love, and it really gives me encouragement.
Aw, that's so sweet, Rosemary. I love that, and I appreciate it. You've made my evening. But I do want to tell you that my spirit guides are telling me to tell you to go home.
Yes.
You know what that means. And I love you, and I hope
I do. I was just talking to one of my friends from Florida, and he was like, when are you coming home? I miss you. And I'm like, I am working 3 jobs to get there. So
you are, and honey, you are going to be there by the winter, the winter. I know you're going to be there, and I am going to watch you go. So I so appreciate you are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful soul, and you've got great things coming when you get home.
All right, and Amy, if you don't mind, I can send you some energy to help with that migraine, okay?
I would love it. I would love it.
Okay, honey, no problem. You guys have a great night, and I will continue listening.
Thank you, Rosemary. We love you. Have a great
night.
I love
you, too. Bye now.
Bye. Okay, Amy, you want to take one more?
Yeah, one more. You let me know when to stop. I just unmuted 561.
Okay. 561?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Jim.
Hi, Jim. Is it Jim? Is it Jim? Hi, Jim. How are you this evening?
Good. Very good.
I'm so happy to hear from you, and it's a Friday night. It's beautiful. I don't know if the stars are out because I can't see, but, you know, I love Fridays, Saturdays. They're romantic. They're wonderful evenings. So how can I help you this evening?
Probably I should ask. I'm going through a lot of changes right now in life, in my social life, too, mostly. Do you see anything in the future that, I mean, I should know about, or what I should do, or the attitude I should have, or anything from you? Are you getting anything for it?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I feel and what I see and what I hear. But, you know, when you ask such broad questions, you get broad answers. So if you want to answer a question and not go through 20 minutes of me trying to find you, which I could, it's easier to ask the question, but I am going to tell you what I see and feel, and you can then ask me from there. I feel like they're telling me that you always choose the wrong girl. Is that true?
Yeah, that's always true, yeah. That's definitely true.
Okay. And that's what they're telling me. And the reason is, and if you've ever listened to me, and I'm going to go into this whole, I'm so glad you called tonight because I'd love all the listeners to hear it. And in my practice, when people pick the wrong girls, they usually pick them over and over and over again because that's what they're attracted to. We always say it's a sheep in different clothing. And, like, I remember I had a client that said, but he's nothing like the other guy. And I said, oh, let's go through these qualities. And he was just a different sheep in a different clothing. So what I'm going to tell you to do is you've got to look for a different type of girl. It's not going to work with what you're looking for. And I know it sounds trite, and I know you don't really want to do it, and I know it's like cold work, and you say this isn't romantic, and I have a lot more to tell you. But first thing I'd like you to do is make a list of what you want in a girl, because I'll tell you what you're looking for and what you're going to write down and what you find are different. So if you stick to the first 5 that you write down, and don't put, and I don't mean put, oh, she has red hair, or oh, she has a pretty nose, but really a quality that you really want in that girl. And when you meet that girl, look and see if that quality is on the list, because I'll guarantee you in the last few girls that you didn't have that. The other thing I'm hearing is you're not looking in the right places. So I don't know whether you are waiting to meet the right person. Are you on any social online dating services?
I'm on 2 right now.
Okay. And what is your profile? Did you look and see if your profile is as honest as you really want it to be?
It's pretty honest, yeah.
And how about your picture?
I could probably update my picture. I think I'm getting
okay.
A little bit.
Because I hear that something in your profile has to be changed. Now, let me ask a question. In that profile, are you very broad about what you're looking for, or are you very specific?
I'm actually, in my profile, I'm actually not asking what I'm looking for, because I don't know if that's a good idea on those kind of sites.
I mean, maybe it is
a good idea. I don't know.
It is a very good idea, and I'll
really?
Tell you why. Yes, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example of what just happened to a client of mine, and that's the best way I can really help people, by giving examples so you know what not to do or what to do.
Okay.
This lady, very beautiful young lady, she, the last three guys, oh, my goodness, we went through, oh, she's going to meet them. They all looked nice, all had great jobs. That's what she had put on her profile, that she wanted somebody intelligent, somebody that had a lot of, potential, that, had a good job, was a certain height. She got everything she said, but the first three were married. So I asked her to look at her profile and tell me what in her profile would make that married kind of man look for her. Well, besides that she's beautiful, what she didn't have in her profile was no married men apply. She didn't feel she needed that. You see what I'm saying? You see how specific that is? Well, so
yeah.
When she did and put no married men apply, and I'm not saying anything about, that was not to say that you need to put that on your application, but what or your profile. What I'm saying is, yes, you do have to be specific, because the girl that's going to make your heart flutter is going to have one of those specific qualities. So, no, I don't think you have to be picky, like she has to have blonde hair or a pretty nose, but you should be specific. Take one sentence, like, I want to love sunset and sit out and drink margaritas. That gives a girl the feeling you're romantic, you love the earth and what it gives you, like sunsets, and you're a chill person. So in that statement, you picked up a girl that is going to have that same feeling. So again, take one sentence in your profile and tell them exactly what you want in them. And you're going to get a lot more of the girls that are going to be the right ones for you. What are you looking for? And then I'm hearing, what are you picking up with the girls' profiles? Because I have a feeling that a lot of the girls that you're going with are look-wise your type, but not your type intellectually or emotionally. So I think you need to look at that when you're looking at girls. And believe me, attraction is the first thing you need. So I'm not saying you don't be attracted to the person you're picking. You need to broaden, though, a little bit more of what you're looking for, because I see a girl there for you. And I see a girl that's pretty adorable. And I see one that's really sweet. And I see one that has your heart, but you have to find her. And she will find you. I have a feeling she's going to find you, too. So I do see the dating service working. I don't think it's going to be right away, but I do think you're going to meet her through a dating service. So please don't give up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I this is just what my guides tell me, and I can pick up. And you know what? I wish I could tell you I see your smile. I see how well you're going to really like her. Again, I'm going to give you a little advice. I just loosen up a little and have fun. You're young. Have fun in life. So I do see that you need to stick with the dating services. I do see you need to just change a few things. And, honey, you let me know, and you call me back in about 6 months, and you let me know if you met anybody.
Okay.
Okay?
I really liked it. Every point you made was really accurate. I thought it was very, very, very good. I really like that. So.
I am so happy. And, you know, I'm always here. I'm on different times and during the week. And I love love, so you are perfect for me. I love romance, love, relationship, and sex. So I'm good for you. So call me, ask me anything, and just do a little tweaking, and you're going to find that girl.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's BonnieAlbers.com.
Okay.
And I think it gives you also all my information that you need. I've got to put the radio stations on, but if you look for me, I think I'm on a few times during the week, and I'm always available for my subject. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This was great.
I love love, and so I tell you, have a great Friday night. Just get on that social dating service, start looking and changing a few things. And like I said, call me in 6 months and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, I'll do that.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Amy?
Okay, I don't know how much longer you want to go there. I'm going to put one more caller that has been holding for a long time.
Okay. One more.
I'll let you decide when the last call is.
Well,
but
Amy, I
am
don't want you to go much further. Yeah.
Okay, let's just do this last one.
Okay, only because I know you're set.
845.
Okay, thank you. 845.
Hi, I can't believe I finally got through. Thank you guys for putting in extra time tonight. So appreciate it. My name's Diana. I've been widowed a little over 5 years, and I've had no luck finding the right person. I kind of got hurt last year and kept in touch with a fellow, and he wound up going back to his wife, getting divorced, and then finding someone else. So kind of felt like, you know, the rebound person, and tried to stay friends, but I really couldn't because I just felt he was a jerk about the whole thing.
Yes, he was, and I met
someone else that is separated, and really we became like friends in the beginning, and then, you know, it's just like sparks, but I just feel like it's more like friends with benefits, and she's really apprehensive about doing any kind of relationship because he was severely hurt by his wife, and he told me he also has MS. So I don't know if it's going to really lead anywhere, but for now, I guess it feels the romantic sexual need.
Diana, I love romance, so I don't care how long it is, for a day, a week, a year, a month. So as long as two people don't get hurt, and that's the only thing I worry about with you, and because I know you have been in the past, and I know he has been, I'm going to tell you, and I wanted to just tell you that you go, girlfriend. I don't like that boyfriend. He was not nice. He did you, you know, I don't think he did it on purpose, but you were his rebound, and that's kind of what I was telling the other caller this evening. But you don't want to be that rebound. You can only out when you are. I always tell somebody, don't get involved with somebody the one after. Don't get involved with somebody the one after, because their energy absorbs you as a listening board, and it doesn't absorb you as a forever board. And so that's why I always say you don't want to do the first one out. But I will tell you with this gentleman, I say, when you can get romance, you get it where you can. I don't think that I agree with you. I think that he's been hurt, and I think he's got some medical issues. I don't see that he's going to want to get involved with somebody. And I think he'll get involved with you, but the commitment's not going to be there. So if you're looking for somebody who's going to commit to you, again, if you heard me tell the last caller, or a caller, a couple callers, I give it a year. If you're in a relationship and you're over 20, or actually, no, I'm going to put, if you're over 30, and you know that you're in a relationship over a year, and it's intimate and you really like each other, it seems to be working out, then why isn't the commitment there? So what I would say to you is I really feel that he's going to be comfortable with you in the relationship of romantic and being like with you, but then he's going to shy away from wanting to commit, one because of, you know, his last relationship, and the other because of his illnesses. You might not really want to take that or absorb that in until you see what how far that MS or whatever he has is going to progress.
Right.
I will tell you that you're going to have fun. I'm going to tell you to have fun, and then I'm going to tell you that if at any point you feel like you're friends with benefits, you don't want to do that anymore, although I don't know that it's friends with benefits with him. I think he really likes you, but I don't think he'll make the commitment. And I don't know that you need a commitment right now either, but I don't know how far you want to take it. I say have fun while you can, and when you don't have fun anymore, you start looking elsewhere.
Do you see anybody in the horizons that I will meet? Because I really do want to meet someone that wants a full-fledged relationship, you know?
I do. And this is what I'm going to tell you, and I love this relationship for you, by the way, because I think it gives you, it was going to give you the confidence, because he does like you. It's going to give you the confidence, the oomph, the romantic feeling that I want this in my life, and I'm not going to live without it. And I know that I'm attractive. I know people like me. I know men want me. And so when you decide that he's not making the commitment fast enough, you're going to be really ready to meet somebody, and I see that person there. He might step up to the plate, this guy, because I don't think he's going to want to lose you. I don't think he wants to make the commitment. But I kind of think that you're going to want to step out, I'm seeing, because you're going to like
him. Oh, yeah, and I've decided that regardless of, you know, what Ricky and I have, I'm going to continue to date.
Oh, yeah, you are going to, this relationship that he has with you is going to really catapult whatever other relationships you have. And I see somebody there for you long term, by the way. I don't think you're going to be alone. So if you've ever heard me, and I know you have, I think, I always say, please, girls, guys, don't just have one in mind when you don't know what's going to go on. Date. Have a couple. You can have one. You can have three, because you're not in a committed relationship, you know, at this point. And I don't. I think dating's fabulous. I think that's the spice of life. How do you know what you want if you don't know what you don't want? And so the only way you can tell that is by dating, seeing what you want to like, how you want to be treated. And I see that for you. I actually see that for you.
Well, good, because I've been looking for, like, you know, and then I stopped looking. I got so disgusted. And then I was like, you know what? I have sexual needs. Why not? I really like this. We have great chemistry. And
I'll
just continue to date, you know?
Oh, I think this guy likes you. And I'm going to tell you that if it wasn't that, you know, he's been hurt and that I don't think he's ready for a commitment, you'd be his girl. So I say go for it. Go for every urge, every inkling that you have, because it's only going to better you for the next relationship that's coming. So I say bring out the candles, bring out the wine if you drink, bring out the rose petals, and you go for it, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. And, you know, tonight's Friday night and tomorrow's Saturday. Saturday's date night. So just
well, I'm supposed to see him tomorrow night, and he's supposed to stay over, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen. I mean, if, you know,
I you can make it happen if you want. And I do see he's a little, I do see he is hesitant, but it's not because he doesn't want to. There's something else. I don't know if it's his health, or maybe a family issue, maybe. But I wouldn't doubt if he would stay over. I'm not going to make a commitment because I don't think the energy feels to me that it could go either way. So be happy and ready if it does. Get the chocolate, rose petals, candles out. make it nice. Don't be too overly pushy, but I think you're going to have a great time. I think he does like you, but I do see other men. So.
Okay.
And
I thank you so much.
And what girl wouldn't want that as single? So you're very welcome, and please let me know how this ends out, because I would love to know.
I will. He just really confused me, because last week he was supposed to come over. He works close, and he lives far, but he works close to where I live. So he came over with his son, and that kind of shocked me.
Yeah,
and
he
wound up that his son had to go upstate, further upstate somewhere. So he was like, well, just tell him that we work together. He felt awkward about it. And I felt funny. So we went out and got a room. And his son slept in my house. I mean, it was like really weird. Very strange.
Well, you know how you should look at it, though? I mean, if you heard enough, I always try to give you an example, but, you know, my life is so weird, even though things happen even today with my son. I always say that if things didn't happen, it would be weird. I mean, I would have looked at it as really romantic. I mean, who gets a hotel room and lets their son sleep at their house? But, you know, things don't happen like that all the time. I would just take it and chuckle about it. Because with him, you might have those kind of chuckles.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what I say? Take some perfume, a pair of underwear, and a toothbrush, and always keep it in your bag. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Amy? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, sweetheart. So, thank you so much. I think the reason I couldn't run the switchboard, Amy, and is because, like I said, they wouldn't let me sign in as a server. And I want to thank you, because otherwise the callers would not have been able to get anything answered. And I feel so bad for your headache. And I know we're going to send you a lot of energy and love your way.
I am determined to extract it. So I've just been sitting here listening. I'll say goodnight to everybody. Sorry for all the confusion. And
Thank you.
We will. But those were great readings, as always. And I enjoyed Patty and the other guests. So, and thank you, Jan, for taking over in the chat room.
Thank you. Sure. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, I hope, Amy. And unless you want to call me, I'm up. But I know you have a headache.
And we will talk to everybody soon. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for bearing with us.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great evening, and everybody, love, love. Bye.
Love, love.